Coach Ross Dalma joins me as the North College Defenders get set to take on the AIB Eagles, non-conference basketball. And, Coach, your team coming off a weekend where you split your contest last weekend at Northwestern, lost to Davenport, were able to beat Trinity Christian. The question that you always ask at this point of the season after each game is, what did you find out about your team? Did you find out anything new or different this past weekend from your team in that win and that loss?
Well, Mike, I think that still the overriding question mark for our team right now is, you know, can we get better defensively? And that's just been something that, of course, through the first five games has just been kind of out there, and we really haven't consistently made a lot of progress in that regard, and we'll need to. And I understand, you know, the new rules, of course, make it a little bit different to play, and everybody is still adjusting to that, but there are some things that defensively we don't do very well and are going to need to shore up it in the short term here if we're going to have some success.
Taking on an AIB team that started the season 0-4, but we're doing this at halftime of the women's contest, and this is a game that I would say our women probably favored to win after last year's outcome, the start they've had. AIB, though, up by 9, and they've managed to take care of the basketball a little bit better, and on their home floor, it looks like they're going to be dangerous.
They are. You know, they play very well in here, and they're a team that has a lot of kids back from a year ago, and we need to come here and make sure we're ready to play, not only against AIB, but also against the game itself. We've got some things that we need to do better, both offensively and defensively, and this is the final game before conference play, and we certainly need to use it to our advantage.
Anywhere that you feel like you have an advantage with your team against AIB?
Well, I think we've got some, you know, some size advantage down low. I think we need to take advantage of that. Hopefully we can contain their perimeter players. That's their strength. That's not been something that we've done really well throughout the early part of the season, is defend on the perimeter. So really our strength is in the post. Their strength is on the perimeter, and something has to give.
Putting it so simply, but yet carrying it out can be so difficult. We will see how Dort College and AIB do in this clash of wills this evening. As Coach Ross Dalma put it, advantage in the post for the defenders. Pretty good wing play for AIB. Which side will give first? So we are into the men's portion of our broadcast. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Taking a look at the matchup between these two teams, and Coach Dalma alluded to some of it. Let's give it to you in a thumbnail sketch. AIB Eagles are 0-4. They've been outscored 83.8 to 66.2. They're led by Brandon Ely, 16.3 points per game, and Jixon Cameron is adding 10.5 points per game. Brandon Rosales is 10 of 27 on three-point shots and averages 9 points per game. AIB's getting out rebounded 41 to 30.3. For the defender men, they're 4-1 this season, averaging 96.6 points per game, give up 87.2 points per game, 39.6 to 29.6 rebounding edge. They're converting 51.1% of their field goals. Dort's lone loss is to number 10-rated Davenport. Kyle Lindberg is good for 19.8 points per game, converting 68.4% of his field goals. He gets 10.6 rebounds per game. Austin Conchi is scoring 15.2 points per game and has made 11 of 26 three-point shots. Tyler Walterstorff adds 13.2 points. Dalton Franken is at 12.0. Nathan Rindels and Alex Terpstra each score 10.6 and 10.4 points per game. Terpstra has made 11 of 26 three-point shots. Rindels nabs 4.4 rebounds and dishes out a little over 4 assists per game. These two teams played last year. 87-44, Dort College came out on top in Orange City. That was on November 10th at the Northwestern Red Raider Classic. Dort College led 43-20 at halftime. AIB lost to Hastings 97-64 on Saturday after trailing 52-31. C.J. Bates scored 16 in a reserve role. Dort College pulled away from Trinity late in the first half, won 100-71. Defenders got 32 points and 16 rebounds from Kyle Rindels. Nathan Rindels added 15 points and 7 assists. Back with a look at our starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Here are your likely starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the AIB Eagles under Coach Corey Jenkins. They are 0-4, averaging 66.2 points per game, giving up 83.8 points per contest. Number 15 is Jace Versteg. He is a sophomore from Pella, Iowa, by way of Northwestern College. He's averaging 5.8 points per game. Number 20 is Brandon Rosales, a 6'2 guard from Las Cruces, New Mexico. He's averaging 9 points per game. Number 31 is Austin Rath, a 6'1 freshman from Sutton, Iowa, averaging 5.3 points per outing. Number 32 is Brandon Ely, a 6'4 junior from Ziering, Iowa, prepped at Colonesco High School. He's averaging 16.3 points per game. And Jason Cameron is a 6'5 junior from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 10.5 points per game. For the defenders, looks like they'll go with Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 10.6 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 15.2 points per outing. Kyle Lindberg wears number 31. He's a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida. He's averaging 19.8 points per game. Dalton Franken wears number 33. He's a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 12 points per game. And number 35 is Tyler Waltersdorf, a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 13.2 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Brian Sumner, a 6'2 freshman from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 1.8 points per game. Alex Terpstra is number 13. He's a 6'4 freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado, averaging 10.4 points per game off of the bench. Danny Voss wears number 23. He's a 6-foot freshman from Ripon, California, averaging 1.6 points per outing. And David Denherder wears number 53. He is a 6'9 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 6.2 points per outing. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with basketball from Des Moines and the AIB Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College as they control the opening tap. Pass comes over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf tripped up on the play. Here comes AIB driving the other way. Layup is good by AIB and Brandon Ely. AIB with a two-point lead. Dort College trailing 2-0. Rindles with the basketball, drives into the lane, kick out over to Waltersdorf. Underneath it goes Lindberg. Lindberg working one-on-one. Lindberg spins, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Jason Cameron. Cameron picks up the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. And Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So AIB gets the bucket after Dort College turned it over, so the possession arrow is for AIB as well. First free throw by Lindberg is good. He's got another one on the way. He's coming off a 32-point outburst on Saturday against Trinity Christian. That was played at the Northwestern Classic in Orange City, and Lindberg makes them both. Dort College that time just lobbed it down low and let Lindberg go to work. AIB did not bring the double team that time. They pass it right side over to Ely. Ely with the ball. Eagles basketball. They pass it right side. Comes back out front. Rath. Rath drives, and we've got a hand check called on Nathan Rindles, I believe. Rindles whistled for the personal. That's his first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I'll reset the shot clock as the foul was called. Reset the shot clock. AIB inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball deflected. Picked off by Franken. Dalton Franken got it after Tyler Waltersdorf tipped it. Franken driving in. Left-handed layup on the reverse. No good. Here comes AIB. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. And it's still... Now it's picked up by Walt. Walt in the corner. And AIB made contact with it while they were out of bounds, evidently. So it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College ball, throwing it in will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles to throw it in. And I'm not sure why the shot clock is at 27. Now it's not running. So Rindles with the basketball. Feeds it up front, Lindberg. Lindberg with the ball. Shot clock still not running. They pass it left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf tries to pass it down low. And now the ball kicked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will throw it in left baseline. Throwing it in will be Rindles. Tied up 2-2, 18:48 left to play in the first half. Pass comes into Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball on the right wing. Underneath Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf double team. Gets it away Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Rindles. Rindles underneath. Franken. Franken layup good. Dalton Franken makes it a 4-2 ball game. Dort College in front. AIB with the basketball. Bringing it up is Austin Rath. Rath passes left side. With the basketball is Rosales. They feed it underneath. Layup is good for Jason Cameron. Cameron ties it up at 4-4. Into the front court with the basketball. They go over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. AIB in man-to-man defense. Franken will drive in. Puts it up with the right hand. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out. Coming away with it is Rindles. Rindles into the corner. Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken, 10-footer. No good. And a fight for the basketball. And we've got a foul called on the rebound. And that's going to go against Jason Cameron. Cameron has just picked up his second personal foul. Andor College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cameron is out. Checking in is Dan Trave. Inbounding is Rindles. Rindles' pass is tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. So AIB will bring the basketball up the floor. Walking it up is Rosales. Rosales with it. Rosales across half court, guarded there by Kachi. Rosales at the top of the key, comes right side, Ely. Three-pointer is up, nor good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the ball for the Dort College defenders. Rindles goes right side to Franken. Underneath, Lindbergh. Lindbergh spins, puts it up off the glass, good. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 6-4. Pass into the front court, Jace Versteg. Versteg gives it up, Austin Rath. Rath with a basketball. Rath gives it up to Rosales. Rosales, right side. Ely, layup, good. Brandon Ely with 2 points. We're tied up 6-6. 6-6 our score, Franken. Franken left side, Rindles. Rindles looking down low. Instead comes out front to Kachi. Kachi right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives in, and he's followed by Versteg. Andor College will inbound the basketball. Foul called on Jace Versteg is his first. Terpstra and Den Herter are in. Kachi and Walterstorff are out. Inbounding the basketball will be Rindles. We're tied up 6-6, 17 minutes up to go in the first half. Pass comes into the corner to Franken. Franken's going to drive in, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. That's going to go on Versteg, I believe. That's number two on him. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Franken, 10-for-12 from the free throw line to this season. Now they're going to reset it. Now are they going to take his... So they're going to take the free throw away from Franken, and they say a lane violation. And the free throw on the way by Franken is up and good, no good. What Franken did that time was lined up on the free throw line. And they take away the first free throw. And now missed the second free throw. AIB on the other end, they missed the three-pointer. And the Dort College defenders, Kyle Lindbergh, will toss the ball in. We're tied up 6-6. 16:45 left to go in the first half. With the basketball out front is Rindles. Rindles in between the loops. He passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra underneath Den Herter. Den Herter working against the double team. Kick out pass. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Franken. Franken with the ball back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right wing. Kyle Lindbergh puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Spins back into the lane. Kick out pass. Rindles. Rindles. Lindbergh. Lindbergh reverses Franken. Franken with it, Den Herter, 5 to shoot, comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh spots up, 15-footer, missed it, no good, and a rebound foul called on Nate Rindles. It's going to be number 2 on Rindles. So Dort College commits the foul. AIB will inbound, length of the floor in front of them. Danny Voss is in the ballgame, Rindles is out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Terpstra, Rindles, Voss, Den Herter, beg your pardon, Rindles out, Terpstra, Voss, Den Herter, Franken, and Lindbergh on the floor for the defenders. Pass up front, Ely. Ely passes right wing, 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh on the missed shot. Here comes Dort College, quickly up the floor. This is Franken. Franken sidesteps a defensive player, shot no good. Den Herter tap, no good. Rebound controlled by AIB. AIB coming back the other way, Ely. Ely on the right side. Ely Lobs it over the top. Bates, three, no good. Long rebound, coming away with it. AIB and Austin Rath. Rath with the basketball, back over to Ely. Ely, right wing jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Here comes Dort College. Terpstra, bounce pass to Franken. Franken puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Danny Voss. Voss shot no good. And a mess underneath the basket. Now a foul called on the rebound against Kyle Lindberg. Dort College has had several shot attempts at point-blank range, but have failed to convert on the last couple possessions. That's foul number one on Lindberg. 15-14 remaining in this ball game, in this first half. 6-6 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. AIB with the basketball. Daryl Stewart, player that I didn't plan on seeing, is on the floor right now for AIB. Rath passes left side, Bates. Bates, spin move down to the baseline, puts it up over the top of Terpstra. Tough shot, good. C.J. Bates with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 8-6. Voss passes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Terpstra. Terpstra down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Bates. Bates whistled for the personal. His first. And checking into the contest for AIB is Trey Brown. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Man-to-man defense applied by AIB. Dort College down 8-6. They get the ball inbounded to Tyler Walterstorff. Shot no good, but Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College 2-for-3 from the free throw line so far this evening. That foul called on C.J. Bates, that's number two on him. So AIB, three players with two fouls each. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. First one is up and good. Tyler Walterstorff, a 68% free throw shooter coming into the game. Rosales is back in. Bates is out. Dort College trying to tie it up here with 14:46 left to play in the first half. Second free throw by Walterstorff, no good. Tap by Den Herter, but Den Herter is going to be called for a pushing foul on the rebound. And the Dort College defenders trail 8-7. AIB basketball. Throwing it in will be Daryl Stewart. And the Eagles will bring it up. Eagles with the basketball. Rosales takes it across the timeline. Rosales passes left side over to Stewart. Stewart lost it. It's down on the floor. AIB struggling to maintain possession of it, and they do as the player falls into the backcourt. He calls for timeout. Daryl Stewart gets the timeout call before the over and back violation. Timeout on the floor. 8-7 our score. AIB leads. 14:27 remaining. First half of action. Back with more after this.
This is the story.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing 8-7 in the early going, 14:27 remaining in this first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. AIB with the basketball, Trey Brown setting the offense. Brown out front with it. He's going to drive left side, tries to dump it underneath, and the ball goes out of bounds as they tried to post Ely up. Ely was working against Tyler Walterstorff, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the ball back. Walterstorff will bring the ball up for the defenders. Tyler Walterstorff passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Free throw line jumper. In and out, no good. Dort College has had two or three shots like that in this half, where the ball has been in and out, halfway down, and it pops back out. Now the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will throw it in at backcourt as that ball got tapped out. Throwing it in will be Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets it into Terpstra. Terpstra right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi step back behind the three, gives it up to Voss instead. Right side Kachi looks for the cutter. Kachi will put up the three ball in. Three-point basket by Austin Kachi. York College to retakes the lead at 10-8. Trey Brown will bring it up for AIB. AIB basketball, left side pass. With it is Ely. They swing it down low. Round the horn, back over to Rosales. His three is off the mark, no good. AIB is not usually a good three-point shooting team. Lindbergh brings the basketball into the front court. Lindbergh, right side, Kachi. Kachi, another three, left that one short, no good. Ball's taken back by Voss. Voss dumps it off for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, his shot, up, no good. Rebound tapped out. It's controlled by AIB. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be AIB basketball. Trey Brown and Ty Waltersdorf got tangled up. York College getting the shots they want, just not finishing right now in the lane. York College with a two-point lead at 10-8. Brown will bring the basketball up across the half-court stripe. 13 minutes remaining, first half. Left side with it is Ely. Ely on the wing. Ely working against Lindbergh. Hesitates, 17 feet, decides against it. Goes over to Rosales instead. Rosales against Franken. Cross-court pass comes back over to Ely. Ely the runner, no good. Rebound tap controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Kyle Lindbergh into the front court, racing against the AIB defense. Ball tapped out, missed the shot. Rebound taken away by AIB. Eagles basketball. Trey Brown coming back the other way. Three-pointer on the way is up and good. You give them enough open looks, they'll knock one down, and that time it is Darryl Stewart with the three-point basket. So AIB retakes the lead at 11-10. With the basketball, left side is Franken. Franken, Kachi. Kachi comes back over to Voss. Voss with the ball. His ball pass is tipped, taken away by Brown. Brown with the layup with the left hand from the right side. Good. Trey Brown with the two-point basket. And AIB has opened up a three-point lead at 13-10. York College with the basketball. They go out front. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the top of the key, working against Stewart. Waltersdorf puts the leaner up in the lane. It's good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 3 points tonight. York College trails 13-12. 11:40 left to play, first half. AIB basketball, Rosales. Rosales comes back over to Ely. Ely, 17-footer, good. Can't let him get going. He's got six, and the York College defenders trail 15-12. Tyler Waltersdorf will inbound the basketball. So York College will send three new players into the game. On the floor for the defenders now will be Terpstra, Denherter, Lindbergh. Patrick Knobloch seeing his first action of the season. And Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken with the basketball. He passes left side, Lindbergh. And Denherter is going to be called for a foul, fighting for position on the offensive end. Denherter trying to post up, and he gets rung up for the personal, his second, and that is team foul number five on the defenders. 15-12, AIB in front by three. Trey Brown will bring it up against Knobloch. Trey Brown in between the circles. He's got it on the left side now, looking, gets it away to Ely. Ely, Rosales, and we've got an illegal screen called on AIB. And Don Trave. Trave whistled for the personal foul. It's team foul number seven on AIB. York College will bring it up. That was on an illegal screen as he slid over. Patrick Knobloch with the basketball on the right side. He's a freshman from Sauk Center, Minnesota. Picks up his dribble. Goes high post, Terpstra. Terpstra at the free throw line. Back over to Knobloch. Knobloch goes right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back outside. Terpstra. Terpstra missed the three. Rebound, though, taken down by Denherter. Denherter's shot, no good. There for the rebound, Knobloch. Knobloch's put back, no good, and the ball is tapped away from behind by Lindbergh as Ely tried the run out. York College trailing 15-12. AIB basketball. Trey Brown will bring it up against Knobloch. Brown across half court. York College trailing 15-12, AIB basketball. Left side is Rosales. Rosales gives it up to Stewart. Darryl Stewart on the left wing. Comes back to Rosales. Rosales will get a screen. Rosales, 17-footer, is good. Brandon Rosales with a 9 points per game average gives AIB a 5-point advantage at 17-12. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Patrick Knobloch. Knobloch whistled for the personal. His first, team sixth. Brian Sumner will check into the ballgame, checking out Patrick Knobloch. 17-12, our score. AIB with the lead and the basketball. We're just point past the midpoint of the first half. AIB with the basketball. Trey Brown to walk it up. Brown working against Brian Sumner. Sumner checked in for Knobloch. Brown with the basketball on the right wing. Swings it over the top, Rosales. Rosales gives it up, Stewart. Stewart spots up, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. Den Herder ahead to Franken. Franken with the dunk. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket, the slam dunk. North College leading, trailing, I should say, 17-14. Trey Brown's pass deflected, taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball, he's going to drive in, puts it up with the right hand. Count the hoop, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on AIB and Austin Rath, his first. And Lindberg will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity and a chance to tie it. So Dort College on a 5-0 run, a 4-0 run right now, beg your pardon. Pending the free throw attempt by Kyle Lindberg. 9:17 remaining in the first half. Free throw is up, free throw is good. We're tied up at 17 on the bucket and free throw by Lindberg. Lindberg now with 7 points. AIB basketball. Driving left side is Brown. Brown to Stewart. Stewart with the basketball. Stewart comes right side over to Brown. Trey Brown gets it underneath. Shot is up and good by Stewart. Darryl Stewart with a 2-point basket. He's got 5, and the College defenders trail 19-17. With it right side, they go Lindberg. Lindberg, ball fake, puts it up off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back, shot is up and good. Kyle Lindberg with a 2-point basket, ties it up at 19-all. 8:35 and counting, first half. AIB with the basketball, bringing it up is Trey Brown. Brown goes right side, Ely. Ely started there by Kyle Lindberg. He'll try it at the free throw line, kicks it over to Stewart. Stewart, another three. This one's no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Rindles is back into the ballgame. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor minus, well, you've got Terpstra on the floor, along with Kachi, Lindberg, Rindles, and Waltersdorf right now. So Franken is not on the floor. Kachi gives it inside Lindberg. Lindberg facing up. 12 feet from the basket. Lindberg turns. His shot off the glass, no good. There for the rebound is Rindles. Rindles shot, no good. Rebound long, taken away by AIB and Bates. Bates into the front court. Bates driving in. His shot is no good, and a charging foul called on C.J. Bates. Bates has just picked up his third personal with 7:50 remaining. And the North College defenders will have the basketball. Waltersdorf hands it off to Rindles. Well, North College has gotten a lot of shots in the paint. Haven't gotten them all to go by any means. Pass goes left side. They give it underneath Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. And Lindberg has it swiped away. But out of bounds. Last touch by Brandon Ely. It'll be North College basketball. Nathan Rindles will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They lob it over the top for Lindberg. Lindberg gives it off to Rindles. Rindles at the free throw line. Back over to Lindberg. Lindberg working on Ely. Lobs inside Waltersdorf. They bring the double team. He forces it up. 2-point basket for Waltersdorf is good. Dort College takes the lead at 21-19. 7:20 remaining in the first half. AIB basketball, Trey Brown gives off to Ely. Ely out front, Clark. Clark, Rosales, Rosales, Brown, Brown to Ely. Ely drives the lane, lost it, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Dort College ahead to Kachi. Drives in, finger roll, good. Austin Conti with 5 points. Stuart College leads 23-19. AIB basketball. Trey Brown will walk it up. 6:50 left to play first half. Trey Brown passes right side. Ely. Swing pass over the top comes to Clark. Ball tapped by Terpstra. And a foul called on AIB's Trey Clark. Trey Brown, that is. Brown whistled for the personal foul. Andor College will shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Terpstra. Alex will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. 6:42 remaining, first half. So Terpstra to shoot a 1-1. The defenders up 23-19. And this will actually be a double bonus, beg your pardon. It's team foul number 10 on AIB. So two free throws on the way for Terp. First one is up, no good. He's got another one on the way. So Terpstrom trying to make it a 5-point lead for the defender. 6:42 left to go in the half. Free throw by Terpstra is up and no good. Rimmed out. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Terpstra. Terpstra's shot no good. A lot of contact underneath the hoop. No call made. Here comes Ely with the basketball. And now we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to AIB. 23-19 Dort College by 4. AIB calls a timeout. 6:35 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Sumner, Rindles, Walterstorff, Kachi, Lindbergh on the floor for the defenders right now. AIB with a little more quickness on the perimeter. Sador College has to match that with a little smaller lineup. Pass comes left side. Three-pointer. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Dort College into the front court. Nobody stops the ball yet. Ely will put his hands on Lindbergh. Shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Walterstorff. Put back good. Tyler Walterstorff for the offensive rebound and the putback. Dort College leads 25-19. Dort College right now on an 8-0 run. AIB basketball. Driving in. They kick it out into the corner. And a hand check called on Brian Sumner. Sumner, the Ankeny, Iowa native, gets whistled for the personal. Free throws on the way for Austin Rath. This will be a 1-1. Bonus time for Rath. Rath, 9 of 17 this season for 53%. He'll go to the free throw line for the bonus situation. New players checking in for AIB, Trave and Stewart. AIB not a ton of size. Stewart goes about 6'4" the way it looks, but he likes to play facing the basket. Free throw is up and good by Rath. He's got another one coming, trying to make it a 4-point ball game again. 25-20, Dort College by 5, 6:02 remaining first half. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Dort College by 5 and a chance to build. Lindbergh ahead to Kachi. Kachi, layup good. Austin Kachi with 7 points. The assist to Lindbergh. Dort College leads 27-20. AIB basketball. Walking it up will be Austin Rath. Rath picks up his dribble. He goes left side over to Ely. Ely, Rosales. Rosales right side. 3-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Missing that 3-pointer was Rath. Tyler Walterstorff. It's going to be called for a carry at the free throw line. So he gets whistled for the carry. And the Dort College defenders will retreat and play some defense, leading 27-20. AIB basketball, Rosales to throw it in. Looking for Rath, instead has to come over to Ely. Ely will walk it up the right sideline. He gets instructions from head coach Corey Jenkins. Pass goes left side, Rosales. Rosales back to Ely. Ely, spin move into the lane, nothing there to Rath. Rath comes back over to Stewart. Stewart with ball back to Ely. Ely gives left wing to Rath. Rath with the basketball. Rath, step back, nothing there. Comes to Rosales. Rosales on the wing. Rosales to Ely. Ely wants a clear out. 5 seconds left. He puts the shot up from 17. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Frank, and here comes Dort College. They have the numbers 4-on-3. Franken stops, pops, 10-footer off the back of the iron, down, good. Dalton Franken with 6 points. Dort College leads 29-20. Dort College able to get out and run on that possession. 4:40 left to play in the first half. Dort College 29, AIB 20. Rath basketball in between the circles. He goes right side over to Ely. Ely wants a pick and roll. Trying to set the screen is Stewart. Ely loops it over the top. Rosales. Rosales deep left side, guarded there by Sumner. Swing pass over the top, Ely. Ely down to the baseline. His fadeaway is up and good. Brandon Ely with another 2 points. He's got 8. Dort College leads 29-22. Walthersdorf on the left wing working against Stewart. Franken goes right side, Voss. Back over to Franken. Franken baseline jumper, 15-footer is good. Dalton Franken with 8 first-half points. Dort College leads 31-22. AIB basketball. Into the front court is Austin Rath. He's working against Danny Voss. Pass right side, Rosales. Rosales working against the defense by Sumner. 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Into the front court, Kyle. Kyle, pass over the top, is taken away. Coming back with it is Ely. Ely off and running. His bounce pass ahead of the pack goes to Trave, and Trave has to kick it back out. Stewart with the basketball back to Rath. Rath on the right wing. 3:29 left to play, first half. Dort College by 9. AIB basketball. Right side is Stewart. Stewart down to the baseline. Reverse layup. Good. Stewart with the circus move. Dort College leads 31-22. Tyler Walthersdorf outside. Lindbergh straight on 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Ely. Ely will walk it up. He hands it off to Austin Rath. Rath with the basketball. Rath goes right side. He's got it on the wing. His team down 7 and a chance to cut into the lead. AIB basketball, Stewart. Stewart working against Franken. Step back, three-pointer, left-hander, no good. Rebound taken away by Danny Voss. Here comes Dort College, 3-on-3. Voss at the free throw line. They never stop the ball. Voss shot, no good. Rebound and a foul on the rebound called on Dort College and Kyle Lindbergh. And I would not venture to guess how many shots Dort College has missed in the paint here in the first half. It would be approaching double digits, if not in double digits. Danny Voss able to get around the defense, took it all the way to the rim, and did everything but finish at the rim. And now a timeout on the floor. AIB will be shooting a free throw when we resume play. This will be a one-and-one opportunity for AIB. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 31-24. 2:38 left to go in the half. Brandon Ely will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Ely. Ely, averaging over 16 points per game, misses the free throw. Rebound taken away by Dalton Franken. Dort College leading by 7. Left side pass, Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Den Herter. Instead, it's out front Terpscher. Right side, Rindles. Rindles for Franken. Dort College trying a lot of different combinations in this one. Free throw line jumper by Dalton Franken is good. Franken with 10 points. Dort College leads by 9, 33-24. Now you want to stop if you're Dort College. Out front with it is Rath. Rath to Stewart. Stewart with the basketball. Gives right side. They look for a screen from Ely. Instead, Rosales passes it back out front. Dort College in man-for-man defense. They pass it right side. Rosales working against Terpstra. Down to the baseline. AIB basketball. This is Rath. Rath kick out Rosales. Rosales. Stewart. Stewart. 3. Good. Daryl Stewart with 10 first-half points. Stewart College leads 33-27. Rindles over to Terpstra. 1:40 left to play in the first half. Terpstra gives it up Rindles. Rindles over to Kachi. Kachi deep left side. Kachi in traffic. Off of the glass. Good. Austin Kachi with 9 points. Stewart College leads by 8, 35-27. And a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Daryl Stewart has come off of the bench for AIB and has scored 10 points. This is his first action of the season. He's a 6'4 junior from Milwaukee, and he has led AIB with 10. Brandon Ely has 8. After that, it drops off. York College on defense. Stewart with a basketball out front. Stewart's going to drive the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it out from the free throw line. Comes back over to Ely. 19 to shoot. Ely with a basketball working against Franken. Ely. Lob pass inside. It's tapped. Then Herter saves it in. Over to Danny Voss. Here comes York College with a chance to build on the 8-point lead. Voss goes right side. Kachi. Kachi catches. 3. No good. Rebound Stewart. No, it's on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Stewart. Stewart racing back the other way. Stewart passes into the corner, Rosales. Rosales missed the 3, no good. Rebound Stewart. Stewart in the lane, nothing there. Comes back out to Rath. Rath tries to pass it underneath. He does so. Baseline jumper is good for AIB's Dan Trave. 35-29, AIB has made it a 6-point ball game with less than a minute left to go in this first half. Lindbergh is out. Checking in, Walterdorf. They get it into Danny Voss, and the North College defenders should be able to hold for the final shot of the half. Voss with the basketball, working against Rath, comes back over to Kachi. Kachi on the right side. Kachi checks where he is on the floor. Kachi, 18 seconds remaining, hands it off to Voss. Voss straight on, right in between the circles. He passes over to Den Herter. Den Herter on the right elbow. Back over to Walterdorf. Walterdorf backing his way in. 7 seconds on the shot clock, on the game clock. It's taken away. AIB racing the other way. Layup by Rath is good. It's a 4-point ball game at halftime. 35-31. Rath with the 2-point basket on the steal and layup. And Ork College has a 4-point lead at the intermission. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dork College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The numbers look like this. Dork College, 15 of 36 from the floor, 41.7%. 1 for 5 on threes, 20%. 4 for 8 on free throws, 50%. AIB, 14 of 29 shooting for 48.3%. 2 for 13 on threes, 15.4%. 1 of 3 on free throws, 33.3%. York College rebounding AIB in the first half, 24-16. AIB 8 turnovers to 6 for the defenders. York College led in scoring in the first half by Dalton Franken with 10. Kyle Lindbergh and Austin Kachi have 9 points each. Tyler Walterdorf with 7, and there's your 35 for the defenders. For AIB, Brandon Ely with 8. Daryl Stewart off of the bench for 10 in his first action of the season for AIB. He's 4 for 9 from the floor, 2 for 6 on threes. Then it drops off to Austin Rath with 3, Brandon Rosales with 2, Jason Cameron with 2, C.J. Bates with 2, Dan Trave and Trey Brown with 2 points each. Door College led in rebounding by Kyle Lindbergh with 8, 3 for Nate Rindles, and 3 for David Den Herter. For AIB, Brandon Ely with 4 rebounds. Daryl Stewart has 3. Brandon Rosales has 3 assists for AIB, 2 for Trey Brown. For Dort College, 3 assisted baskets in the first half of play. Dort College, 3 different players have 1 steal each. For AIB, Austin Rath has 2 steals. 35-31, Dort College leads AIB at halftime. Let's take another break and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 35-31, our score. Halftime, men's college basketball. York College leading the AIB Eagles. Earlier tonight, it was York College getting a women's win over AIB. 89-84, outscoring AIB 60-46 in the second half after trailing 38-29, and they trailed by as many as 10 in the second half. With 10 minutes to go, Dort College overcame that deficit to win at 89-84 to move to 4-1 for the season, led by a career-high 31 points by Elise Marich. She also grabbed 9 rebounds. Kara Van Dyke did 15 points and 10 rebounds. Danelle Bone had 13 points for the defenders. Tonight's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 35-31, Dort College up by 4 at halftime. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Earlier today, the Dort College women's volleyball team moves up 3 spots in the NAIA ratings. They go to number 13 in the poll. They'll be facing Northwestern, the number 5 rated team of the country, tomorrow evening at the Waltman Center in the semifinal round of the GPAC tournament. Opposite the semifinal happening in Fremont, that's Midland versus Doan. Doan pulling off the upset last weekend to knock Hastings out of the tournament and really putting their opportunity at a at-large berth in the NAIA tournament in jeopardy. We'll have that match for you tomorrow night on KDCR as Dort College faces Northwestern. Dort College football this weekend is facing Dakota Wesleyan. That's the home game. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff in Sioux Center. And the Dort College men's and women's basketball teams are on the road to Fremont. So they'll be facing Midland in the Great Plains Athletic Conference opener for both teams. That will be right now scheduled to be a 1 and 3 o'clock start time in Fremont, Nebraska. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half basketball right after this.
As you listen.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Sorry for the technical difficulties there, but we'll try to bring you up to speed. We just got started with the second half. AIB trails 37-31. Dort College got a bucket to open up the second half of play. Dalton Franken gets whistled for a personal foul on the other end, his first. And a lob pass over the top. AIB over the basketball. They give it inside. Help defense. Taken away, Kachi. Kachi gives it up over to Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College. Walterstorff ahead to Franken. Franken drives in, puts it up off the glass. Count the hoop. No foul call. And Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College in front 39-31. For Dalton Franken, he's got 12 points this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nathan Rindles had the first bucket of the second half for the defenders. Jason Cameron with the two-point basket. And it's 39-33, Dort College by 6. Dort College basketball, Kachi. Kachi, jump stop, gives it off Walterstorff, gathers himself, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Goes over to Franken. Franken, swing pass left side, Tyler. Tyler with the basketball, gives it up over to Franken. Franken will drive the lane. His shot, short-armed it, and it goes down anyhow. Looked like it was going to fall off, and then he goes down. Dort College leads 41-33. And a foul called on the other end. That's going to go on Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for the foul away from the basketball. And now Dort College will set their defense. AIB basketball. This is Austin Rath with it. Rath with it out front. Rath setting the offense. He's got it on the left side. Uses up his dribble. They dump it down low. And a foul called on Tyler Walterstorff. And I believe that's number 2 on Ty. 17:58 left to play in this half. Dort College leads 41-33, but that's already team foul number 3 on the defenders in this half of play. Rath will inbound the basketball for AIB. He gets it into Rosales. Rosales with the ball. Rosales gives it up. Ely. Ely dumps it off. Shot no good. Rebound tapped. Controlled by Lindbergh. Outlet over to Rendles. Here comes Door College. Ahead to Frank. And Frank and driving in. Puts it up. No good. That there for the rebound is Lindbergh. Beg your pardon. Kachi. Kachi with a putback. He's got 11. Door College extends their lead to 10 at 43-33. 43-33, Dort College by 10. AIB basketball, Rath. They dump it down low, and losing the ball out of bounds is Jason Cameron. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dan Herder checks in. Walterstorff will check out. Tyler picked up two fouls early in the second half. Not a bad time to have Coach Ross Dalma go to the bench, bring David Dan Herder in, and give Tyler an opportunity to regroup on the bench. Rendles underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh, layup good. Kyle Lindbergh with 11 points. Dort College leads 45-33. Dort College has outscored AIB 10-2 to start the second half. AIB basketball out front. With it on the right side, Rath. Rath gives it up to Versteg. Versteg, Rosales. Rosales, Ely. Ely, pardon me, Rath. Rath tries to feed it out to Cameron, taken away by the defenders. Here's Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the dunk. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket on the slam dunk. Dort College has opened up a 47-33 lead as Lindbergh comes swooping in from the right side and finishes it off. And the Dort College defenders have a 47-33 lead. You're listening to KDCR. Timeout on the floor. Charge to AIB. Back with more after this. Dort College extending their lead to 14 at 47-33. The defenders, led by four at halftime, they've outscored AIB 12-2 to open up the second half of play. AIB sending Daryl Stewart back into the game. Stewart scored 10 points in the first half of action, and now AIB will inbound the basketball. Cameron hands it off to Rath. Rath has the basketball into the front court. Eagle ball, pass left side. Rosales. Rosales working against Kachi. They give it up to Ely. Ely jumper off the curl screen. Good. Ely with 10. Dort College leads 47-35. Rendles with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side Kachi. Kachi over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Rendles. Rendles out front. Tries to dump it underneath for Lindbergh. It's taken away by Ely. Ely will bring it up the floor. Now right hand to Cameron. Cameron layup is good. Cameron with the two-point basket. He's got six, and the defender lead is 47-37 after back-to-back buckets by AIB after the timeout. Rendles with the basketball, goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi to Franken. Franken straight on three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the glass. Good. Kyle with another two. He's got 15. Dort College leads 49-37. AIB basketball. Rath out front. So the offensive rebound and the stick back by Lindbergh. They pass it underneath Cameron, guarded there by Den Herder. Cameron putting it up against Den Herder, lost it, and it was out of bounds, last touch by Den Herder. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB basketball. Throwing it in will be Rath, 17 on the shot clock. Still looking. And they throw it over the top, and they find Stewart. Mismatch. Stewart drives in, lays it up with the left hand. Finger roll is good. He's got 12, and the Dort College lead is 49-39. Pass comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in, right-handed. Good. They didn't stop him, and the Dort College defenders back up by 12, 51-39. Dort College wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 51-39, our score. Dort College by a dozen. 15-17 remaining in this contest. Rosales with the basketball. He's got it in the backcourt, working it up against Kachi. Kachi forces him to give it off to Stewart. Stewart out front, guarded there by Franken. Stewart with the basketball. He's got the dribble alive on the left side. He wants a clear out. Stewart, nothing there. Franken doesn't give any ground. They kick it back over to Rosales. 13 to shoot. Comes back out to Rath. Rath, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Lindbergh. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB with the basketball back. Lindbergh unable to handle the loose ball on the rebound. had a hand on it. Unable to corral it, though. AIB with the basketball. They get it into Ely. Ely out front. Ball fake. Drives in. Kick out. Stewart. Stewart. Three. Corner. Good. Stewart off of the bench. He's got 15. 51-42. Dort College by 9. Left side pass. Franken. Franken. Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Double teamed. Tries to pass it out. It's taken away. Ely. Ely with the basketball on the turnover. Driving in. Scoops it up with the right hand. Circus shot. Good. Ely with 12. Dort College leads 51-44. 14-15 remaining. Comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh out front. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles out front. Right side. Comes back over to Franken. Franken working against Stewart. Puts it up off of the bottom of the backboard. Rebound taken away by Stewart. Stewart with the basketball into the front court. And he drives in, and a charging foul called on Stewart. Stewart runs over the top of Austin Kachi, gets called for the charging foul. And the Dort College defenders will send Tyler Waltersdorf, Danny Voss, and Alex Terpstra onto the floor. Make sure you've got five black jerseys and five whites on the floor. And it appears we do. Waltersdorf hands it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will walk it up. Lindbergh, Dort College leading by 7. Danny Voss with the ball. He's going to drive in. Draws contact, no call made. Coming away with it is Ely. Here comes AIB. AIB with the basketball on the right side. AIB, Ely. Ely gives it off and throws it away intended for Stewart. Daryl Stewart was in the corner. C.J. Bates threw it away. Ely will check out of the ballgame. Danny Voss will walk it up. Now he hands it off instead to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf across half court. Waltersdorf goes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Voss, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB with the basketball. 13:24 remaining in regulation. Trey Brown has it on the left side. He passes over to Stewart. Stewart gives it up on the left wing. Comes back right side over to Trey Brown. Brown into the corner. Three-pointer is up and good by Sean Clark. Clark with the three, and the Dort College lead that was 12 is now 4. 51-47 our score. Terpstra goes over to Voss. Voss to Tyler Waltersdorf. Dalton Franken settles for a jumper, and he knocks down the three. Dalton Franken with 17, and the defenders lead 54-47. That was a quick jumper. Dort College gets it to go. Three-pointer on the other end. Sean Clark unable to convert. Stewart able to wrestle away the offensive rebound. Comes out front Cameron. Cameron comes back over to Trey Brown. Brown on the right wing, setting the offense for AIB. AIB basketball. They go right corner Cameron. Cameron, jumper from 15. He makes it. Cameron with 8. Dort College leads 54-49. Back to a five-point game, right side pass Terpstra. Terpstra looking underneath, has Waltersdorf, decides against it, comes back over to Franken. Franken to Voss, Voss to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball on the left elbow. Lindbergh, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB with the basketball, Stewart. Stewart wants to take it himself, and a carry called on Stewart. Sumner is in, Kotke is in, Voss and Terpstra check out. Dort College basketball leading by 5, 54-49. Rindles will walk it up. He and Trey Brown, Trey Brown getting tangled up on the inbounds play. Sumner with it out front, Kotke, right side Rindles. Rindles ball fake, double teamed. Looking and throws it off of Stewart out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. AIB forcing Rindles to throw it off of Stewart. Rindles to inbound the basketball. Comes into Kachi. Kachi to the right elbow. 19 to shoot. Back over to Kachi. Kachi out front. Rindles. Rindles three-pointer. Good. Three-point basket by Nate Rindles. He's got five, and the defenders lead 57-49, an eight-point advantage for Dort College. Trey Brown walks it up for the Eagles. Man defense applied by the defenders. Comes over to Stewart. Stewart right corner to Brown. Brown shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. He got the block shot and the rebound. Here comes Lindberg back the other way, working against Versteeg. Drives into with the right hand. Layup good. Kyle Lindberg with 19 points. Dort College leads 59-49. So Lindberg blocked the shot, grabbed the rebound, and took it coast to coast for the two-point basket. It's to Rosales. Rosales, right side, Bates. Bates into the corner. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Did Jace Versteeg. Here comes Dort College, ahead to Sumner. Sumner, lob pass inside to Walterstorff. Walterstorff has it ripped away from him by Trey Brown. Here comes Trey Brown back the other way. Shot blocked by Kachi, and Brown hits the floor hard, and a foul called on Kachi. Kachi had some fouls to give. That's his first by my count. Team foul number four on the defenders. And Trey Brown will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. And by my count, according to the stats I have at least, this will be Brown's first free throw shot this season. 59-49, Dort College by 10. 10:35 left to go in the game, and Brown makes the first free throw. I think this AIB team is working through some personnel issues the way it looks to me. Some players, for whatever reason, not playing earlier this season. But I would be shocked if Darryl Stewart and Trey Brown aren't playing a ton of minutes by the time this season is over for the Eagles. Rindles with a head full of steam, puts it up off the glass, good. Nobody stopped the ball. Rindles with seven. Dort College leads 61-50. Dort College is led by as many as 12. Now Coach Ross Dahmel wants a defensive stop. They go over to Ely. Ely guarded by Lindberg. Looking right side is Rosales. Instead comes out front Trey Brown. Back to Rosales. Rosales three. Good. Brandon Rosales with 5 points. Dort College leads 61-53. In the front court with the basketball is Lindberg. Lindberg with the ball on the left wing. He's going to drive the lane. Puts it up. And he's fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's 3 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 19 points by my count, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair with Dort College leading 61-53. 9:53 remaining in this ballgame. So Lindberg to shoot two. First free throw on the way for the 6'7 junior from Margate, Florida is good. 4 for 4 now from the free throw line. He's got another one coming, trying to extend it back to 10. Second free throw on the way for Lindberg. He is up, left it short, won't go down. Rebound, though, Tyler Walterstorff. Tap out to Rindles. Dort College leading by 9, 62-53. Sumner, three, splash it in, Brian Sumner. Dort College leading 65-53, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame on the three ball by Brian Sumner. Pass goes to Rosales. Rosales gives it up. Bates. Bates, jumper from 10. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. He hands it off to Lindberg. Lindberg trying to go the length of the floor. Kicks it out. Right side, Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Comes over to Walterstorff. Three-pointer as he squared up. No good. Ball's loose. It's down on the floor. Shovel it ahead to Sumner. Sumner puts it up in trap. Sumner, another shot. No good. But he's fouled on the play. And credit Rindles. But the hustle play, and the Dort College defenders will send Brian Sumner to the free throw line to shoot two. But Rindles kept that ball alive, was able to find Sumner, and Sumner went up and was fouled in the act of shooting. That is team foul number three on AIB. Sumner's first free throw is good. He's got four. Another free throw on the way for Sumner. Sumner averaging 1.8 points per ballgame. He's given Dort College a nice lift off of the bench. He got it going on defense, and you can tell the Dort College coaching staff still trying to find combinations that will work well together, and defense has become a point of emphasis after the last couple of games. Second free throw no good. Nord College leads by a baker's dozen, 66-53, 9 minutes remaining. Get a couple stops. With the basketball out front is Rath. Rath looking for Rosales, picks up his dribble. Rath picks up his dribble, and we've got a foul called on Brian Sumner away from the ball. Brian Sumner gets whistled for his second personal. Team foul number 5 on the defenders in this half. That was a foul away from the ball. They get the ball inbounded to Cameron. Cameron with a basketball on the left wing. Cameron comes back over to Rath. Rath directing traffic, calls for a set play. Gets a screen, stops, swing it around over to Versteg. Versteg to Ely. Ely to Rosales, back to Ely. Ely down to the baseline, cut off. Ely still looking for someone to pass to. Now he's got the dribble. He wants to clear out, 10 to shoot. Ely working against Lindbergh. Spins and throws it away. Dort College basketball trying to do a little too much. You call for the clear out. And now Dort College will have the basketball. Walterstorff gets it into Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Nate Rindles walking it up for the defenders. He gets it over to Ty Walterstorff. Walterstorff will drive in, puts it up, and it's blocked, but he's fouled on the play, and that's going to go on Cameron, I believe. That'll be number 3 on him. Ty Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 66-53, Dort College by 13, 8:08 remaining in this basketball game. Well, nice-sized crowd on hand for Dort College this evening. Lots of Dort College supporters out of the Pella area. And Des Moines, their opportunity to see the defenders relatively close to home. The series right now with Grandview and Central dormant, so this is as close as it gets for Dort College fans in Central Iowa. Second free throw is up and good, and Walterstorff makes them both. Ty's got 9. Dort College leads 68-53. Into the front court with the basketball is Austin Rath. Rath goes left side, Rosales. Rosales gives it up to Stewart. Stewart with the basketball, right side, Rath. Rath working against Rindles, now Rosales. Rosales to Stewart. Stewart drives in, and a blocking foul called on the defenders. And Austin Kachi. So Kachi whistled for the for the block. That's his second. Free throws on the way for Darryl Stewart. Stewart with 15 points. 7:47 left to go. So free throws for Stewart. 68-53, Dort College by 15. 7:47 remaining. First free throw is up and good for Stewart. Well, make no mistake about it, having Stewart has helped AIB this evening. He did not play before tonight, according to the statistics I had. Second free throw is up and good as well. 68-55, Dort College in front. Stewart with 17. And the Dort College defenders bring the ball up. Rindles passes right side, gets the return pass. Looks like AIB's in his zone. Rindles out front directing traffic. Pass goes left side, Kachi. 19 to shoot for the defenders. They go right corner, back over to Kachi. Kachi left wing, short corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Sumner, 2-point basket, good. Brian Sumner with 6 points. Dort College leads 70-55. AIB back the other way with the basketball. They swing it around, top of the key, Versteg. Jace Versteg, they swing it into the corner. Rosales, Versteg. Versteg, 3, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though, coming away with it is Stewart. Stewart with basketball. He gives it up to Rath. Rath with the ball, Versteg. Versteg, lob pass, Cameron. Cameron, left-handed hook, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nate into the front court. Pass is deflected. Picked up by Kachi. Kachi, layup, good. He's got 13. Dort College opening up some breathing room now, 72-55, 6:30 left to play. With it on the right side is Rath. Rath, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with basketball. Austin into the front court. See if anybody stops the ball. They don't. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Cameron for AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. 6:17 left. Den Herter and Franken are in. Walterstorff and Sumner check out. Throwing the ball in will be Kachi. Kachi gets it into Rindles. Dort College a fresh 35 to work with. Kachi on the right wing. Back over to Rindles. Rindles, Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath. Den Herter. Den Herter. Shot good. David Den Herter with a 2-point basket. His first field goal. Dort College leads 74-55. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Rangers.
AIB basketball after the timeout. Swing it around left side. Three, no good. Long rebound taken down by Lindbergh. Lindbergh had 8 rebounds in the first half. He's got a double-double again tonight. He's got 20 points as well. Rindles walks it up. 5:35 left to go. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi over to Franken. Dort College leading 74-55. Rindles shakes left, goes right, drives in. Layup good. 9 for Rindles. Dort College leads 76-55. Dort College taking control after leading 35-31 at halftime. AIB basketball. Dort College has outscored AIB 41-24 so far in this half. Stewart gets it over to Jace Verstag. Verstag tries another 3, no good. Rebound on the right side. Verstag comes back over to Cameron. Cameron to Rosales. Rosales 3, good. He's got 8. Give them enough opportunities, they'll make some. Dort College did that time. Dort College leads 76-58. With it on the left side is Franken. Franken, free throw line jumper, is off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out. Franken can go get it. There's no over and back on a rebound. Franken gets it. He's got it on the right side. And he is fouled on the play by Cameron. Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Dalton Franken to shoot a pair. Oh, beg your pardon. I thought we were in the bonus. We are not. So Dort College will inbound the basketball underneath the basket. Rindles will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles gets it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Verstag guarding him. And an offensive foul called on Lindbergh. So Lindbergh called for a hook or the chicken wing. You get that elbow hooked around the opponent. Don't allow him to move. And Lindbergh gets rung up for the personal foul. Dort College leads 76-58. That's foul number 3 on Lindbergh. Rarely see that call, but every once in a while you do. Rath goes right side, Rosales. Rosales with the basketball. He's on the right wing. He hit a 3 moments ago. Ely with it. Step back, no. Rosales, right side, Rath. Rath, 3, good. Austin Rath with the 3. Dort College leads 76-61. Back-to-back threes by AIB. Cut a 21-point lead down to 15. 76-61. Kachi with it in the right corner, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. 3:55 left to go in this game. Dort College inbounding. They get it over to Rindles. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Rindles, right side, Kachi. Dort College extending the floor. They come back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Den Herter. Den Herter, layup good. David Den Herter with a second field goal. Dort College backup center, David Den Herter with 4 points. Ely, jump stop, and a blocking foul called on the defenders and Kyle Lindbergh. And it's going to be 1-1 time now. So Lindbergh picks up his 4th personal. And a 1-1 opportunity coming here for Ely. Patrick Knobloch checks into the contest. Checking out is Nathan Rindles. 3:34 left to go in the game. Free throw is up. No good by Ely. Ely has not had a great game tonight. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 12 points. Came in averaging 16.3 points per game. Lindbergh gets around Verstag. Lays it up with the right hand. It's good. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Bidding for his 23rd point. Foul called on AIB, Darrell Stewart, actually, on the help defense, his 3rd. And Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Lindbergh with 23. North College leads by 20, 81-61. AIB basketball into the front court. The AIB Eagles with the basketball. Ely, Stewart. Stewart, three, good. Stewart with 20 in his debut for the Eagles this season. North College leading 81-64. Patrick Knobloch with it in between the circles. Goes right foot side Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi trapped momentarily. Finds Franken. Franken underneath. Layup good. Dalton Franken with 19 points. North College leads 83-64. 19-point advantage for the defenders. Right side it is Versteg. Jace Versteg gives it up Ely. Ely shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes North College. They don't have the numbers. Kachi feeds Franken. Franken layup. Good. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Dalton Franken with 21 tonight. Give the assist to the defenders in Austin Kachi. Austin Vermeer checks into the contest. David Den Herter will check out. Sumner and Terpster will check into the ballgame for the defenders. And Franken will go to the free throw line for the three-point play. And he makes it. Franken checks out. Sumner is in. Terpstra checks in. Kachi checks out. So North College, four freshmen on the floor. 86-64, our score. North College by 22. Rath passes right side. Ely. Ely gives it up to Rosales. Rosales to Ely. Ely down on the baseline. Ball's deflected. Picked up by Vermeer. They get it back over to Knobloch. Knobloch ahead to Sumner. Sumner dumps it off Terpstra. Terpstra trying to hand it off to Vermeer. It's taken back by Ely. Here comes AIB. 2 minutes left to go. Rosales, three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will walk it up. He passes over the top. Sumner. Sumner will pull the quick three. Good. Brian Sumner, easily his best offensive night of the season so far. He's got nine. And the North College defenders simply want substitutes. So North College will make sure they've got the right five on the floor. Dog, Bohr, Knobloch, Top, and Vermeer all checking in. Those are the five players on the floor for the defenders right now, 89-64. AIB with the basketball. Rath with it on the right side, working against Patrick Knobloch. He goes on the right side to C.J. Bates. Bates gives it up to Stewart. Stewart up front, guarded by Top. Comes back over to Versteg. Versteg loses his footing, comes back to Rath. Rath, kick out pass, three on the way for Bates, no good. Rebound taken away by Knobloch. Into the front court, North College basketball. Knobloch passes right side, J.D. Bohr. J.D. with it up front, comes back over to Patrick. Patrick Knobloch to Top. Top underneath Vermeer. Vermeer count the hoop and he's fouled. Austin Vermeer with a two-point basket. He'll go to the free throw line, try and extend the lead. North College trying to make it a 92-64 ball game. 1:15 remaining. First free throw on the way is up and good for Vermeer. Vermeer completes the old-fashioned three-point play. North College leads 92-64. AIB basketball. Rath goes to Bates. Bates to Rosales. Rosales, right side, Rath. Rath puts it on the floor against Knobloch. Patrick doesn't give any ground, but he's called for the foul. I believe I called Patrick Michael earlier when he checked in. Michael, a football player for the defenders. Patrick, basketball player, seeing his first action of the season. He's been battling some injuries that have lingered since the preseason. First free throw by Rath, no good. He's got another one on the way. North College leading 92-64. North College, a strong second half. as they've scored 58 here in the second half. Beg your pardon, 57. 92-65 as he makes one free throw. Rath makes one. He's got seven. Knoblauch goes right side over to Bohr. Bohr with the basketball to Gogg. Derek Gogg gives it up top. Top to Knoblauch. Knoblauch, Gogg. Gogg at the free throw line. Lost it. Picks it back up. Still loose. Hands it off to Vermeer. Vermeer kick out. Bohr. Open three. Missed it. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up in traffic. Blocked. Rebound. Vermeer. Vermeer. Put back. Good. Austin Vermeer with 5 points. Stuart College leads 94-65. Right side with the basketball is Bates. 20 seconds remaining. Bates gives it off to Rath. Rath to Rosales. Rosales to Bates. Bates, three, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Top. 11 seconds left to go. Top into the front court. Top will hand it off to Bohr. Bohr to Knoblauch, and that's how it's going to end. 94-65. Stuart College with a 29-point victory. Closer ball game than that, though. But the Dort College defenders come away with a victory. Their fifth of the season. They improved to 5-1. AIB falls to 0-5. Let's take a break and be back with more from Des Moines and the AIB gym right after this. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College victorious over AIB. Final score 94-65. Dort College outscores AIB 59-34 in the second half, pulling away from a 35-31 halftime advantage. Dort College was led tonight by Kyle Lindberg with 23 points. Dalton Franken ends up with 22 unofficially. Tyler Walterstorff, 9. Nathan Rindles, 9. Austin Kachi with 13. Dort College trailed early in this one at 17-12, fought back to tie it at 17. It was tied again at 19. And then Dort College extended their lead to 25-19. That was part of an 8-0 run at about the 6-minute mark of the first half. AIB was able to cut the lead down to 35-31 at halftime, but Dort College scored the first 4 points of the second half. AIB never got closer than 6 as the defenders gradually pull away and win by 94-65 decision. AIB was helped by Darryl Stewart. He did not play in the first 4 games of the season for AIB. He played this evening. He ends up with 20 points unofficially. We'll be getting those official stats to you in just a little bit. The Dort College defenders improved to 5-1 for the season. AIB falls to 0-5. Next up for the defenders, they will travel to Midland in Fremont, Nebraska, and they will be playing on Saturday afternoon. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. I can go through the scoring totals on the Wireless World postgame wrap. Coach Ross Dalma visiting with some, my guess would be some parents who don't get an opportunity to get to Sioux Center all of the time, so he's taking an opportunity to visit with them. Dort College, led by Kyle Lindbergh's 23 points. Dalton Franken at 22. Austin Conchi with 13. 9 each for Walterstorff. That's Tyler, Nathan Rindles, and Brian Sumner. 5 for Austin Vermeer. 4 for David Denherter. For AIB, Darryl Stewart in his first action of the season for AIB, 20 points. Brandon Ely with 12. 8 for Brandon Rosales. 7 for Austin Rath. 8 for Jason Cameron. 3 for Sean Clark. 2 for C.J. Bates. 2 for Dan Shrave. 3 for Trey Brown for AIB's total of 65. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
A Dort College education doesn't stop.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Ross Dalma has made the trek up into the press box area, and we don't have the numbers yet to talk about, Coach, but we'll talk about the game in general terms. Slow first half, reminded me a lot of the women's contest. You did have a little bit of a cushion. AIB made a charge back at you at right before the half, and your team, it seemed, responded pretty well by bouncing back with a strong second half play.
Mike, I thought we did a good job in the first half defensively of just sitting down and playing as good a defense as we played, and that was a fortunate thing because we didn't get some things ironed out in terms of, you know, offensive continuity. But we did feel good at halftime the way we were playing defensively, and felt that if we did some good things that we would be all right. So I thought we were really unselfish in the second half, went on some nice runs, and then I thought, you know, this is the best defense that we had played, you know, yet this year. Certainly not what we need it to be, but it's a major step forward.
26 of 56 was AIB from the floor, 46%, 8 of 29 on threes, 27.6%. You handled the boards, 46-24. You did a lot of things well this evening, and it took a little while for the offense to get rolling, but once it did in the second half, you shoot nearly 70% in the second half. Things clicked much better for you in those last 20 minutes.
Yeah, we did a good job of getting out in transition, getting some easy baskets, high shot percentages there. I thought our guys did a good job of making the extra pass and doing what we needed to do in that regard. So just a good way to finish up the evening here.
Dalton Frank at 11-20 from the floor. Kyle Lindbergh 9-for-16. Those two give you 24 and 23 respectively. Brian Sumner gave you a little lift. I thought probably his best minutes of the season thus far. Offensively, he got some points, but he was one of those kids that it seemed like in the first half was able to get after it defensively when he needed that.
Yeah, Brian and Dalton, you know, both of those guys are freshmen, been up and down, a little sporadic at times, but tonight we're very good. You know, we're going to see some very good moments from those guys throughout the course of the season, and both of them were very good here tonight, and it's kind of nice for them, you know, and the fact that they had a lot of family and friends here being close to the Des Moines area, so that was neat to see.
Daryl Stewart from AIB, he wasn't on the scouting report, I'd imagine, because I was scratching, and you see I had to write his name down at the bottom. Those kind of players will surprise you every once in a while. You had to make some adjustments, and he ends up with 20 points, 7 of 13 shooting. He didn't play before tonight. You found out about him in a hurry, though.
We did. Like you said, he had not played before. We hadn't seen him on film at all, and certainly didn't know what his game consisted of, and unfortunately we didn't pick up on it real quick either. So we'll play them again in a couple of weeks and hopefully have a better idea, you know, of who he is. But he certainly had a good game for them tonight. I thought Kyle Lindbergh did a nice job defensively on Brandon Ealy. Brandon still ended up with 12, but he's a very talented and gifted player offensively. I thought Kyle, for the most part, sat down and defended really well and, had a nice night with 23 points and 16 rebounds. Kyle's good enough to do that. He's a nice player, and he did some things well defensively for us.
Midland on Saturday at Fremont. May as well jump out of the frying pan and into the fire. They're the preseason favorite. They're a very good team. We'll find out how good they are 5 or 6 games into the season this Saturday.
The one thing is we've been on the road enough, so it won't that part will be pretty familiar. But we do play a very good Midland team, and a team that as you said, was picked to win the conference, and we've seen them a few times on tape, and They are as good as advertised.
Coach, I'll let you go. I know a few people want to talk to you yet here in Central Iowa, and I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. See you on the bus in a little bit.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take a look at the final statistics. Can leave the microphone there. Dort College, 39 of 71 shooting for 55%, 5 for 12 on threes, 41.7%, 11 of 17 on free throws for 65%. I'll tell you what, I might be able to just give this to you, Coach. You can have that. And I will take a look at the statistics online and recap those for you. Dalton Franken ended up with 24 points, so that's a slight adjustment. I had him for 22, Kyle Lindbergh with 23. Looks like everything else is squared up. You heard Coach Dalma allude to it, 16 rebounds for Kyle Lindbergh tonight, 5 rebounds each for Nathan Rindles and Austin Kachi, 4 rebounds for Tyler Waltersdorf. For AIB, they were topped by Brandon Ealy, 6 rebounds. Daryl Stewart actually had 8, so he had 20 points and 8 rebounds. Dort College got 5 assists from Lindbergh, 3 each from Rindles and Kachi. AIB got 4 steals from Brandon Ealy, so Ealy's line 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and 4 steals in 30 minutes of playing time. Dort College improves to 5-1 with a victory tonight, 94-65 over AIB. In the women's contest earlier tonight, it was Dort College coming from behind to win 89-84. That will do it for a broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR, and that is the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Till tomorrow evening from Orange City, GPAC Volleyball tomorrow night. I'm Mike Biker for KDCR Sports. Good night.